Welcome to A Shower of Roses. I'm Jenna, your host. On this podcast, we read together the readings for the upcoming Sunday Mass in the Roman Catholic Church, so that when you walk into Mass on Sunday, you feel enlightened and empowered with the knowledge of the Gospel that you need to have a meaningful and personal experience with Christ every week. I'm Catholic, but you certainly don't have to be to listen to this podcast. The Gospel is for anyone, anywhere, at any state of life. We're so glad you're here. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Hallow. Hallow is the number one Catholic prayer and meditation app. I have been using Hallow for several months. I was a little skeptical at first because I wasn't really into praying with apps or my phone, but Hallow has changed all of that. It has become a keystone in the way that I pray all day, every day. I start off my day with a minute meditation. My husband and I end the day with a sleep meditation or an examine, and there's all of that and so much more content in the Hallow app. And I am partnering with Hallow to give you a free trial of all their fabulous content if you go to hallow.com/showerofroses. That's hallow.com/showerofroses. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Sock Religious. I don't know if you guys have ever been to this website called Sock Religious, but it is exactly what it sounds like. It is socks with Catholic saints and things on them. I'm on their website right now and I'm looking at pictures of Saint Therese on socks, John Paul II on socks, Our Lady of Guadalupe on socks, Mother Teresa on socks. It is literally socks with saints on them. And like, what a better way to walk about your day than with the saints on your feet? I love it so much, and I really think you guys will like it too. Use the code ROSES at checkout for 10% off your order. That's ROSES at sockreligious.com for 10% off your order. Again, that's sockreligious.com. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be reading the readings for June 20th, 2021, the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time in Year B of the Roman Catholic Church. The first reading this week is from the book of Job, chapter 31, verse 1 and verses 8 to 11. The Lord addressed Job out of the storm and said, "Who shut within doors the sea when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and the thick darkness its swaddling bands, when I set limits for it and fastened the bar of its door, and said, 'Thus far shall you come, but no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stilled.'" So if you haven't read the book of Job, or at least part of it, I highly recommend it. It's extremely long. It's about 42 chapters, so even if you maybe just read through part of it or take a listen to the Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike. We went through this entire book of Job. And this part of the story is really the climax. Basically, very, very long story short, the devil and God kind of have this conversation. And the devil's basically like, "I bet I can get Job, this, you know, person that hasn't really done evil in his life. I bet I can put him through so much suffering that even he will turn away from you, God." And God's like, "All right, you can try him. Just don't kill him. But everything else is fair game." And so God really allows Job to go through this very unjust, undeserved suffering. And Job laments. He really laments, and he goes through so much. And Yeah, so much in these, again, 42 chapters. But this point in the story, at chapter 38, God finally speaks to Job, and they have a heart-to-heart conversation, finally. And this chapter is all God saying, okay, Job, you've lamented, you've complained, you've mourned, you've spoken out to me, and that's okay, and that's good, but let me ask you some questions. And then he goes through this very, very long monologue of saying, basically, are you God, Job? Because if not, then you don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. You don't know my plans. And God goes through this big, long thing of saying, I'm the one that created the heavens and the earth. I'm the one that created every creature. I'm the one that created the oceans. And so anyway, today we read this reading because it's going to connect beautifully with our gospel. What strikes me as I'm reading it is that God doesn't just create the sea, but that he gives it limits. It says he shut within doors the sea. He sets limit for it and says to it, thus far shall you come, but no farther. And so how cool is it that God gives us the ocean and the sea, but, you know, we're not covered in ocean, that the ocean has limits. And at some point, the sea meets the shoreline and there's land, you know? And so the beauty of God's creation in that he creates so much, and this, you know, the beautiful ocean and the sea, and yet it doesn't overpower us. It doesn't overtake humanity. We have dry land that we can live on. The second reading is from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 14 to 17. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us, once we have come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. I love that last verse. Old things have passed away, and behold, new things have come. How beautiful is that? Paul's really emphasizing here in this reading that we die to self when we accept Jesus into our lives. And this is what baptism is. That's why we're plunged into the water, or we have water poured over our heads in baptism, because water in the Old Testament, you know, to any devout Jew in Jesus's time, water equals death, right? Think of Noah's ark. Think of when Moses leads the Israelites out of Egypt. The Egyptian soldiers are, they are killed because of the parting of the sea, you know, collapsing in on them. So water equals death to a devout Jew in Jesus's time. And yet Jesus transforms the meaning of water, and through it, yes, we die, we go through that death, but we rise up, right? We come out of the water to this new life. And so we become in that moment a new, totally new creation. It's the reason why an adult getting baptized doesn't have to go to confession before receiving their baptism, because when they come out of that water, they are a totally new person and a new creation. And so I think this idea of dying to self is not just mirrored in our baptism, but we go through it every day. There are little ways we have to die to self every day. And some people are so frightened by that idea. And I think we see this in our culture a lot, that people don't want to have to give them themselves and don't want to have to sacrifice and don't want to have to die to themselves. I think especially right now of the attack just on human life, especially the life of preborn children.
and how, yes, sometimes there are real issues going on, you know, at home in that mother's life, but I think there's just an epidemic of being fearful or just not wanting to have children because we don't want to have to die to ourselves. We don't want to have to give of ourselves. We don't want to have to sacrifice because we've become a culture that is all about instant gratification and about ourselves. We become very self-centered. And so I think it's nice to be able to go back to this reading to reflect on that. The gospel this week is from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and sea obey?" So I just think this gospel brings up a beautiful image, a funny image, really, of Jesus totally asleep, conked out, as this huge storm on the sea is happening. And this line that the apostles say to Jesus is just so profound. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Or in other gospels it says, "Do you not care that we are sinking?" And I think that relates beautifully to Job in the first reading, because he said so many times, you know, lines very similar, like, "God, do you not care about me? Do you not care? Do you not care that I'm perishing?" How many times have we cried that out to Jesus in our prayer? And of course, we know the answer is yes. Yes, he cares. Of course, he cares. But I just think it's really profound to look at this gospel and say, like, it's okay. It's okay to say that in our prayer. We don't have to be afraid to be raw and be real and be upset and angry with God. Like, he can handle it. Jesus can handle it. He's not going to scold us for being real with him about how we're feeling. And really, healing and answers can only take place after we are real about how we're feeling. So I think that line just really sticks with me, because I think it's just consoling for me to know that the apostles said this question to Jesus, and Jesus did not hate them or, you know, was not mad at them for asking it. And it's just, again, consoling that Jesus is like, "Why are you terrified? Don't you have faith in me? Don't you have faith that I'm capable of all things and that I got it under control?" That's what it is. It's not lack of faith that we believe Jesus is God. I think it's that we doubt that he knows what he's doing and that he's the one ultimately in control of our lives and who sees the greater plan that we cannot even imagine for ourselves. So my challenge for you for the week is to be raw and be real in your prayer, and don't be afraid to like lay it on Jesus, lay it at the cross. That's what he died for. And it's okay to call out to him and ask him, "Do you care? Do you care about me? Do you not care that I'm going through this hardship? Do you not care about my friend or my family member that's going through this hardship?" And just to lay that all at his feet.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. please be sure to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode. And it would be awesome if you could give us a good rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. Those ratings help us get this message of the gospel out to as many people as possible. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at A Shower of Roses, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/A Shower of Roses Podcast. You can also check out ashowerofrosespodcast.com for more information about the show or to send us an email or feedback. We'll see you back here next Wednesday. God bless you and have a great week.